Land is the farmer's most precious asset, and soil fertility determines the potential of that land. Managing fertility is not about short-term gains. It is about preserving productivity for future generations. Soil fertility management begins with testing, knowing nutrient levels, pH, and organic matter content. Based on this, the farmer applies fertilizers in balanced proportions, avoiding both deficiency and excess. Excess fertilizers not only wastes money, but also damages soil and pollutes the water. Organic methods such as composting, green manuring, and crop rotation enhances fertility naturally. Cover crops like legumes fix nitrogen while adding organic matter to improve soil structure. Mulching conserves moisture and prevents erosion. Soil conservation practices are equally vital. Contour farming, terracing, and bunding reduces runoff on slopes. Agroforestry systems stabilize soil while minimum tillage prevents degradation. Ignoring fertility leads to declining fields and forces higher input use, creating a vicious cycle. On the other hand, maintaining fertility builds resilience, reduces costs, and sustains livelihood. Soil is just not dirt under our feet. It is a living system that must be nurtured like any other resource. Beyond fertility, land management also involves optimizing how land is used to maximize productivity. Optimizing land use means ensuring that every acre of farmland generates maximum returns while maintaining ecological balance. It is about aligning crops, livestock, and forestry with the land's natural strengths and limitations. Farmers decide land use based on soil type, water availability, climate, and market demand. For example, sandy soils may be best for groundnuts while fertile plains support cereals. Diversification using parts of land for crops, parts for livestock, and parts for agroforestry creates balance and spreads risk. Land use optimization also requires spatial planning. Crop rotation prevents nutrient depletion while intercropping maximizes output per acre. Marginal lands may be converted into orchards or fodder crops instead of being wasted. Precision mapping tools like GIS now allow farmers to analyze microzones within fields and assign crops accordingly. Policies also influence land use. Fragmentation through inheritance often reduces efficiency. Cooperative farming or land pooling can overcome this and bring economies of scale. The goal is not just about productivity, but sustainability. Optimal land uses increases farmer income, reduces environmental stress, and ensures food security. While land is critical, agriculture also depends heavily on labor. So let us now turn to workforce allocation. Labor is the most dynamic resource in agriculture. Unlike land or water, it involves human skills, effort, and time, which must be carefully managed. Workforce allocation ensures that the right number of workers are assigned to the right task at the right time. In agriculture, tasks are seasonal and time-bound. Sowing, weaving, weeding, irrigation, and harvesting all require labor peaks. If labor is inefficient at these critical stages, productivity drops. Workforce allocation balances permanent staff with seasonal workers, ensuring flexibility while controlling cost. Allocation also involves matching skills to tasks. Trained labor may be handling mechanization, pesticide application, or grading, while unskilled laborers manage general field work. This improves efficiency and safety. Challenges include labor shortages due to urban migration, rising wages, and lack of training. Solutions include mechanization, labor sharing groups, and incentive-based pay systems. Workforce planning must also consider welfare. Providing fair wages, rest breaks, safety gear builds loyalty and reduces turnover. Effective labor allocation transforms agriculture from a chaotic operations into smooth workflows where tasks are completed on time and with quality. But just managing labor is not about allocation. It is also about efficiency and welfare, which we will discuss next. Efficiency and welfare go hand in hand. In agriculture labor management, an efficient workforce is productivity, but only when their well-being is also protected. Efficiency begins with training. Workers trained in modern methods, such as operating machinery, applying fertilizer correctly, or handling post-harvest operation, deliver a higher output with fewer errors. Monitoring and feedback systems help maintain quality standards. Incentives such as piece rate payments or bonuses linked to productivity are also encouraging efficiency. However, efficiency cannot come at the cost of welfare. Agriculture laborers often face low wages, irregular work, and poor working conditions. Providing fair wages, safe equipment, drinking water, and basic medical care is essential. Welfare also includes opportunities for skill upgrading so workers can advance beyond unskilled roles. By focusing both on efficiency and welfare, farms and agribusiness builds long-term loyalty, reduce worker labor shortages, and create a healthier work environment. Workers who feel valued work harder and stay committed. Labor management is therefore not just an operational issue, it is a human issue that directly impacts productivity and sustainability. Alongside land and labor, water is the third critical resource. So let's now explore irrigation and conservation practices. Water is life for agriculture, and irrigation is the system that delivers this life to crops. Efficient irrigation techniques are crucial for maximizing yields while conserving scarce resources. Traditional flood irrigation wastes large volumes of water and often damages soil. Modern methods like drip irrigation deliver water directly to plants and roots, reducing evaporation losses and saves by around 30 to 50% water. Sprinkler systems mimic rainfall and distribute water evenly across fields, making them suitable for crops like wheat and vegetables. Smart irrigation uses sensors to track soil moisture and weather data, automating water delivery based on real needs. This reduces waste, improves crop health, and lowers energy costs. Farmers can now monitor and control irrigation remotely via mobile apps, making water use highly precise. Efficient irrigation is not just about technology. It also involves about scheduling, watering at cooler times of the day, rotating irrigation across plots, and maintaining canals and pipes reduces losses. In regions facing water scarcity, efficient irrigation is not optional. It is survival. By saving water today, farmers secure their crops, incomes, and communities for tomorrow. Beyond irrigation techniques, water management also includes conservation practices and long-term adaptation strategies. While efficient irrigation techniques deals with how we use water, conservation practices on how we save and protect it for the long term. In agriculture, water conservation is critical, especially in regions facing scarcity or erratic rains. Conservation begins with simple field practices. Mulching reduces evaporation, contour bunding slows runoff, cover cropping improves infiltration. Traditional methods like check dams, tanks, ponds play a big role, especially when integrated into watershed management. Modern techniques such as rainwater harvesting, percolation pits, and aquifer recharge also bring water into underground reserves. Adaptation is equally important. With climate change bringing unpredictable monsoons, farmers must adapt cropping patterns and switch to water-efficient crops. For instance, replacing water-hungry paddy with millets in dry zones can stabilize both yields and water use. Farmers also adopt short-duration crop varieties to cope with changing waterfall windows. Community-based water users associations have proven effective in ensuring equitable water distribution and reducing conflicts. By involving farmers directly in managing canal, tanks, groundwater, and conservation, it becomes a shared responsibility. Ultimately, water management is about both immediate efficiency and long-term sustainability. Without it, agriculture itself cannot survive. Beyond individual resources, the next step is integrating land, labor, and water into a single resource management framework. Integrated resource management recognizes that land, water, and labor and capital do not operate in isolation. They work together. Effective agribusinesses require managing these resources in synergy to maximize productivity and minimize waste. For example, land use decisions must align with water availability. Planting sugarcane in drought-prone areas may generate income temporarily but depletes the groundwater unsustainably. Similarly, labor management must sync with cropping schedules. A lack of workers at harvest time leads to losses despite good yields. Integration also includes recycling resources. Livestock waste enriches soil fertility while crop residue provides fodder. Drip irrigation saves water while also reducing fertilizer leaching. Capital investment in machinery reduces manual drudgery while increasing efficiency. Technology has strengthened integration. Farm management software provides dashboards where land use, water levels, labor schedules, and cost data are visible to others. This allows farmers and managers to take holistic decisions instead of isolated fixes. Integrated resource management is about sustainability, ensuring today's productivity does not compromise with tomorrow's. It builds resilience against shocks and creates a system where efficiency, equity, and environment go hand in hand. Having explored integrated management, let us now summarize the key takeaways and future directions in resource management. The main lesson of resource management in agribusiness is balance. Land must remain fertile, water must be conserved, labor must be productive yet protected, and capital must be allocated wisely. None of this can be maximized in isolation. True progress comes from harmony. Future directions will involve greater reliance on data and technology. Soil health cards, satellite mapping, remote irrigation sensors, and digital labor trackers will help optimize every input. Resource sharing models like custom hiring centers for tractors or community irrigation systems will reduce costs and increase access for smallholders. Policy frameworks will also need to encourage sustainability. Incentives for crop rotation, water-efficient crops, and organic inputs will ensure resources are preserved. Climate change will demand adaptive practices such as drought-resistant varieties and smart water storage systems. The message is clear. Resource management is not about squeezing more from the earth. It is about using what we have wisely, equitably, and sustainably. Only then agribusiness continues to thrive in future. Moving forward, let us now focus on how technology itself is revolutionizing agriculture operations. Technology has become the engine driving modern agriculture. It has transformed production of operations and marketing, making farming more efficient and less dependent on guesswork. In the field, technologies like improved seed varieties, fertilizers and mechanized equipment have raised yields dramatically. Information and communication technology, ICT tools, provide weather forecasts, price updates and advisory services to farmers on mobile phones. This reduces risk and improves decision making. In operation, technology ensures precision. Soil sensors and drones allow targeted use of water and fertilizers. Packhouses equipped with grading and sorting machines ensure consistent quality. Cold storage powered by IoT maintains freshness until the consumer receives the produce. Technology also strengthens linkages. Blockchain ensures traceability. ERP systems streamline supply chains. And e-commerce platforms connect the farmers directly with the consumers. The biggest challenge remains access. While large farms adopt quickly, smallholders face barriers of cost and knowledge. Bridging this divide through cooperatives, subsidies, and startups is essential for inclusive growth. Technology is not a luxury in agriculture. It is a necessity for efficiency, profitability, and sustainability. Among the most promising areas of technology is precision agriculture, which uses data to drive farming decisions. Precision agriculture uses technology to monitor, measure, and respond to field variability. The idea is simple. Instead of treating the entire farm uniformly, manage each square meter based on specific needs. Tools like GPS-enabled tractors, drones, and soil sensors collect real-time data on soil moisture, nutrient levels, and crop health. This data guides farmers to apply fertilizers and pesticides and water only where required, reducing cost and environmental damage. For example, variable rate technology, VRT, allows machinery to adjust input application as it moves across the field. Areas with high fertility receive less fertilizer while weaker patches get more. This balances productivity and sustainability. In India, precision agriculture is gaining ground through startups offering drone spraying, satellite monitoring, and AI-based advisory apps. While costs are high, cooperative models and custom hiring centers are making services affordable for small farmers. Precision farming represents the future of agriculture, a blend of data science and technology that maximizes efficiency while reducing risk. Beyond precision pricing, automation in field operation is also reshaping how tasks are performed in agriculture. Automation is reducing dependence on manual labor and speeding up agriculture processes. Field operations like plowing, sowing, weeding, irrigation, and harvesting are increasingly being handled by machines, guided by sensors, GPS, and even artificial intelligence. Self-driven tractors, mechanical seeders, and robotic weeders are already in use in many advanced farming regions. Drones can spray for pesticides and monitor crops over large areas in minutes. Automated irrigation systems deliver water precisely when soil sensors indicate dryness, saving both time and resources. Automation addresses critical labor shortages, especially as rural youth migrate to cities. It also ensures consistency. Machines do not tire, and their precisions improve productivity. However, cost and access remains challenges for smallholders, making shared use models and subsidies important. The shift to automation is not about replacing farmers. It is about reducing drudgery and enabling farmers to focus on higher level management tasks. Alongside automation, biotechnology is opening up new frontiers in agriculture productivity. Biotechnology has reshaped agriculture by providing tools to improve yields, enhance resistance, and reduce losses. At its core, biotechnology applies scientific techniques such as genetic modification, tissue culture, and molecular breeding to develop crops that are stronger, faster growing, and more adaptable to stress. For instance, genetically modified crops can be engineered to resist pests, reducing the need for chemical pesticides. Crops like BT cotton in India have shown how biotechnology can lower pesticide use while improving productivity. Tissue culture has enabled a mass propagation of disease-free planting material for bananas, sugarcane, and orchids, ensuring uniform quality and faster growth cycles. Biotechnology also supports nutritional improvements. Biofortified crops such as vitamin A-rich rice or iron-rich millets address malnutrition in population. Meanwhile, molecular markers speed up plant breeding, help scientists develop climate-resilient varieties in time. While promising biotechnologies come with debates about safety, environmental impact, and farmer dependence on seed companies, strong regulation, farmer knowledge, and transparency is key for trust. Overall, biotechnology is not a replacement for traditional farming. It is a complementary tool that, when used wisely, strengthens food security and farmer income. Alongside biotechnology, automation and robotics are transforming the role of labor in agriculture. Automation and robotics are redefining agriculture labor, shifting it from manual work to technological-driven supervision and control. With rural youth migrating to cities, the labor gap in agriculture is widening, and robotics provide a timely solution. Robots can perform repetitive and time-sensitive tasks with accuracy, like sowing weeds, seeds, transplanting rice seedlings, or weeding fields. Harvesting robot, equipped with cameras and sensors, can identify ripe fruits and pick them gently, reducing damage. Autonomous drones spray pesticides or monitor crop health across large areas in minutes, reducing exposure risk to humans. In livestock farming, robotic milking machines have reduced labor needs while maintaining hygiene and increasing output. Robotics also improves consistency as machines do not tire or deviate in performance. However, the cost of robotics remains a challenge for small-scale farmers. Shared service models, cooperative ownership, and government subsidies are a way to make these innovations more accessible. The long-term impact of robotics is not just efficiency. It frees up farmers' time to focus on planning, management, and decision-making, elevating their role from laborers to managers. To support this shift, digital management software and analytics are becoming indispensable. Farm management software, FMS, and analytics provide farmers with agribusiness managers with digital dashboards that consolidate information on crops, resources, labors, and markets. This tool transforms farming from intuition-driven practices into data-driven enterprises. FMS platforms allow farmers to plan crop cycles, track input use, monitor field operations, and calculate costs in real time. Analytics helps compare planned versus actual performance, highlighting areas where productivity or profitability can be improved. For example, farmers can see whether a drop in yields is linked to soil nutrient imbalance or irrigation delays or pest outbreaks. Advanced systems integrate satellite imagery with IoT sensors and weather forecasts, enabling predictive insights. A manager can be alerted if water stress is rising in a particular plot if the labor productivity is lagging. Financial modules help with budgeting, credit planning, and compliance with buyer requirements. For cooperatives and agribusinesses, analytics enables benchmarking across farms, identifying the best practices, and scaling them across regions. The key benefit is visibility, knowing what is happening, when, and why. With data at their fingertips, farmers and managers make faster, more confident, and more profitable decisions. Alongside farm management systems, supply chain technologies are making agriculture trade more transparent and efficient. Supply chains connect the farm to the consumer, and technology ensures that this journey is transparent, efficient, and fair. Modern supply chain technologies focus on reducing wastage, improving traceability, and giving farmers a better market access. Blockchain, for instance, records every stage of the product journey, from planting to harvesting to transport, ensuring that quality and origin can be verified. This builds trust with consumers and allows farmers to command premium prices. Mobile platforms connect farmers directly with buyers, reducing dependence on middlemen and increasing the bargaining power. Cold chain technologies such as IoT-enabled storage and reefer trucks maintain produce quality during transit. Digital logistics systems allow real-time tracking of vehicles and optimize routes for speed and cost savings. Importantly, supply chain tech also improves inclusivity by connecting small orders to e-markets. Farmers in remote areas can access buyers far beyond their local mandi. Transparency also ensures fair pricing, reducing exploitation. The future of agriculture supply chain lies in integration, linking farmers, processors, logistics, and consumers through one digital ecosystem. As supply chain becomes smarter, there is also a growing push for sustainable technologies that make for an agriculture greener. Sustainability is the compass guiding modern agriculture innovation. Sustainable technologies focus on reducing environmental damage while keeping the productivity high. Renewable energy is at the forefront. Solar-powered irrigation pumps reduce dependence on diesel and electricity, cutting both cost and emissions. Biogas plants convert animal waste into clean energy for cooking and electricity. Water-saving technologies like drip irrigation and automated moisture sensors conserve scarce resources like water. Organic fertilizers and biopesticides reduce chemical dependence, protecting soil and water quality. Sustainable mechanization such as lighter tractors and conservation tillage tools reduce soil compaction and preserve fertility. Packaging innovations using biodegradable materials reduce plastic waste in the supply chain. Sustainable technologies are not only about conservation, they also create markets. For instance, certified organic produce and fair trade products fetch premium prices, benefiting farmers directly. By aligning environmental responsibilities with profitability, sustainable technologies ensure that agriculture contributes to climate goals while meeting global food demand. Let us now bring together all these ideas and highlight the key takeaways and future directions of technology in agriculture. Technology is transforming agriculture from a season-dependent activity into a data-driven, tightly managed enterprise. The shift spans seed to shelf. In the pre-production stage, improved genetics, tissue culture, and climate-smart varieties raise resilience against droughts, pests, and heat. On-field, sensors, drones, and GPS-guided implements turn guesswork into measurement. Farmers irrigate, fertilize, and protect crops precisely when and where it matters, lowering cost and environmental load. Operations are synchronized with digital calendars, nursery planning, staggered sowing, fertilization schedules, and harvest windows all aligned to demand, not just the monsoon. Beyond the farm gate, pack houses technology, grading, salting, pre-cooling, and real-time temperature logging preserves the quality and reduces shrink. Supply chain platform integrate orders, inventory, routing, and proof of delivery so produce moves faster with fewer touch points. Traceability via barcodes or blockchain build buyer's trust and can unlock quality premiums while e-commerce and B2B marketplaces expand reach beyond the local mandi. However, transformation is as much about inclusion as innovation. Smallholders need access models that de-risk adoption, custom hiring centers for machinery, cooperative drone services, pay-per-use irrigation automation, bundled advisory plus input credit, and vernacular mobile apps. Training, change management, and simple ROI calculators help farmers see benefits within a season and not just in the theory. Ultimately, technology is not replacing the farmer, it's augmenting decisions, turning timely data into timely actions. The result is higher productivity, better quality, lower waste, and more stable incomes, all the while conserving water, soil, and energy for the long term. Technology in agriculture is no longer optional. It is transformative, from biotechnology to robotics, from farm management software to blockchain. Innovations are redefined how food is produced, moved, and consumed. The key takeaways are clear. First, technology enhances efficiency and reduces cost while conserving resources. Second, it increases transparency and trust, connecting farmers directly with markets and consumers. Third, it builds resilience by providing predictive insights and mitigating risk. The future of technology in agriculture lies in inclusivity. While large agribusiness adopt quickly, small farmers must not be left behind. Cooperatives, service providers, and government initiatives will play a key role in ensuring access. Sustainability will remain the guiding principle. Every new technology must align with environmental growth, reducing emissions, conserving water, and protecting biodiversity. The big picture is that agriculture is evolving into knowledge-driven, tech-enabled enterprises. Farmers are not just cultivators. They are managers, data users, and entrepreneurs. The next generation of agriculture will be smarter, greener, and more connected than ever before. This concludes Chapter 3 on Agriculture Production and Operations Management, preparing us to move into the next chapter with stronger foundations. Thank you. This is Vaibhav Samant from Rebasa Farms.